My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Now, it's time to go Inside the Green Room with Danny Green.
All right, before we get out of here, we have to talk about the losers in this whole equation, the Dallas Mavericks. And as great as it, as encouraging as it could be, Danny, and it has to be encouraging. Oh, you guys made it all the way to the NBA Finals. You put this roster together after the trade deadline, had a really good defense. You beat a really good Minnesota Timberwolves team. You took out the Clippers. You took out the Thunder, who were the number one overall seed. You got to feel encouraged. And yet you're in the Western Conference. And
it's it might not ever happen again. It might never happen again.
That's the crazy thing. That's the crazy thing, Danny. Like, and I think Luka learned a lot during this playoff run. We saw him play at a very high level. And this is coming into this year, he had gotten to really good shape. Remember, because he was playing in the World Basketball Games. Yeah, he was.
I don't know how they do it, man. Yo, shout out to those guys that play year round. That shit's tough. Play in the summertime, play like 82 games. Like that's a lot on your body.
At some point, you got to give it up,
bro.
And his usage rate too, is nuts.
You better give that up at some point because it's going to be hard to have a long lasting career doing that all year round basketball. So we used to play. So we had a lot of foreigners when I was in San Antonio. Tony, Boris, Tiago, Patty, like all those guys would go. Manu play with their respective countries. And I'm like, damn, like by the time we came in training camp, we let them just take off because like they got no break. It's hard as hell to do that, man. You're like, got to be a hell of a competitor, give a lot of flowers to those guys. And in great shape, it's too much. Mentally, the mental fortitude you have to be able to complete all year round those things. It's another level, so. You know, I appreciate those guys for sure.
All right, Danny, before we get out of here, again, I think Luka Doncic, a great player. Obviously, he led all players in this NBA postseason in points, rebounds, assists, and steals. I just think it probably behooves them to get more ball movement in their offense and another three and D wing.
More 3-and-D wings, but I think they need another guard. Like Luka, obviously, his usage rate, but – you got to find a way to lighten the load on their usage rate for both of them, right?
He
is obviously watching and hearing what the media is saying about him, so he's learning. He's starting to play more defense when he needs to. He's starting to not complain to the refs. Like, he's learning. So I give him some flowers for that. You know, he gets a lot of credit for that. But he's putting too much on him to carry a lot of the load, him and Kai. So they need some 3-and-D guys to give him space, but also ultimately – a backup third
somebody
point
else,
guard.
Somebody else can take somebody off the dribble.
A facilitator. You need a Derek White some way, somehow, that can just facilitate, set the table, bring the ball up sometimes. You could just, come up, pick and roll, and not have to bring the ball up too. They need to find another one that can handle the ball like that.
That definitely helped. Before we get out of here, Danny, okay, so we've said it. There have been 6 champions in the past 6 years, all new teams.
Mm-hmm.
Pick another one, Danny. And obviously, we don't know how free agency is going to play out. Mm-hmm. But who is going to be the NBA champion next season? And I'm telling you, or asking you rather yet, you have to pick an all new team. And I already want to say the Knicks, but that's just, I won't pick the Knicks because it's just, y'all already know who I am. If I had to say the team most likely to win an NBA championship that's new, not a repeat championship over the past 6 years, and not
Minnesota
the Knicks.
Timberwolves. Minnesota Timberwolves is for me. That's what I got.
Think I'm going to have to go, I hate to say this because I want to say the Knicks. I think I'm going to have to go Philadelphia 76ers. They have it is a travesty. It will be a travesty. A travesty.
If they don't get Paul George, or they got to pick up somebody.
Not even that. If they're not in the Eastern Conference Finals next year, Danny, it's a travesty. Mm-hmm. You have Joel Embiid, you have Tyrese Maxey, and you have the most cap space available to you out of teams that are actually really good in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to do something. You should be able to have a roster that can also potentially sustain a Joel Embiid.
What if they get nobody? Everybody wants to go back to where they are, and they get nobody. They might get KCP, but what if they get nobody? Like they have two people on roster as of right now, so it's hard for me to pick that group. They are good. Those two guys are dangerous, but you still have to fill out the rest of the roster with some pieces that are pretty decent. We know that. It can't be two guys that win it all.
A lot of people are under pressure this summer. Maybe we should do the most under pressure list for our next episode. Person under the most pressure this NBA offseason, without a shadow of a doubt, is Daryl Morey.
There's some teams out there that's under pressure too.
I don't think there's a person.
The Lakers are under pressure. I feel like there's teams that we don't even think about that are under pressure.
But the Lakers, under the LeBron era, the Lakers could still say, we got a title. Yes, they're the Lakers. They're always under pressure. Mm-hmm. But Joel Embiid has still not made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. He's the only MVP in the history of the award to never make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah. You got an all-star. You got an all-star in Maxey. You got an MVP in Joel Embiid. And you have all the cap space in the world. This is it? I can't think of anybody else who's under more pressure.
No, probably not. But there are teams that have pressure to make moves and make some things happen. Even New Orleans, Memphis supposed to be up and coming. Like Miami, we'll see what Miami does with Jimmy. Like there's teams. Who's bringing back who in New York, Indiana, Milwaukee? Doc and Milwaukee are under a lot of pressure, bro. He might be up there with Daryl Morey. with that team. You just got Dame and you have only a couple years left to make this work and you're supposed to win one now. They were 30-13 before the break, number one seed. You went damn near even after that and lost the first round.
Adrian Griffin.
So, I think Milwaukee's under some pressure there too.
Ime Udoka's under some pressure too, but that's another story.
Houston got some time.
Well, I'm also considering what he fumbled. That's another story for another day.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.